Welcome to the Cancer Sun Festival. When we think of the sign of Cancer, the crab comes to mind. The crab moves very slowly, with its house on its back. This is a helpful thought, because the time of Cancer is a time to think about building our home. In fact, the keynote of Cancer is, I build a lighted house, and therein dwell. The time of Cancer brings us energy to build our spirit, and to protect ourselves within our building from the chaos and drama of the world. Cancer is the sign of form, so at this time, we can easily get stuck in our physical or emotional stuff, the drama of our life. Think of the crab again. It lives on land, where we are physical creatures, and in water, where we are emotional creatures. So this month can bring us a propensity to dwell in our physical reality or in our feelings. You may become focused on your stuff, your rules, and in the details of your life. When we do this, we lose sight of the big picture. Instead, become the divine conductor of your life, an orchestra leader who uses rhythm and timing most efficiently. Cancer is also the sign of mass consciousness, or what we can call the herd mentality. You know, like a herd of sheep heading unwittingly to the butcher, never thinking for themselves or veering from the group mind. Beware. Don't get stuck in how things look or judge people and situations by their appearance. Choose to rise above public opinion. Do not buy into unreliable information, exaggeration. Don't focus on conflicts. Instead, use your energy to imagine and construct positive structures, actions, and feelings at this time. Guard yourself from the possible idealism or fanaticism of those around you. Listen to your inner guide and do what you feel serves the world the best. If we do not prepare for the incoming energy at this time, we may find ourselves deluded into doing what everyone else does or thinking what everyone else thinks, and we will easily find conflict and drama around us. Remember, this month brings us the energy to build our houses. So focus on your house with intent. What do you want to build your house of? Do you want it to be dark and damp, or bright and inspiring? What is your house? Is it a physical place and all the material items that accompany it? That may get heavy to carry around on your back after a while. Do you want your house to be made of gold, to be the same brand as everyone else, or perhaps even a better brand? Or are you ready to think for yourself? Watch again for that mass market consciousness and turn it into self-awareness. This is a great time to break away from outside influence and take charge of your own personal building to create yourself, your life, and your spirit to nurture what is truly important. When we are stuck in herd mentality, we go on automatic and tune into the station and ideals everyone else is listening to. You know, the ones being sold in society. We can lose sight of our higher goals and even of our spirit. If we do this, the materials we use to build our houses may not stand the test of time. We may unwittingly invest our time and energy into building something that is, well, insignificant in the long run. The Sun Festival of Cancer offers us the opportunity to build, and what a fortuitous time it is. If we have gained energy and knowledge from the three previous Sun Festivals, we can utilize all the building blocks we have garnered in the last few months. These key building blocks are divine will, love, and intelligence, and the ability to blend them into goodwill for the betterment of all. These building blocks are created from kindness, patience, diplomacy, efficiency, faith, persistence, sincerity, and beauty. So invest in these virtues to really build a strong home for your spirit. The time of Cancer makes us receptive to all the positive virtues. All we have to do is tune ourselves to that station. If we do so, the homes we carry on our backs will be light and radiant, helping us to become shining lights and to help others with that light. So, this month of Cancer, take some time to think about what you are building. Where are you investing your time, talent, and energy? Is it in your genuine values or in some bill of goods you've been sold? Tune out from the mass consciousness and into divine consciousness. Think for yourself and build your house to last.